Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday here on Sports Daily. Glad to be with you. Today, thanks to Crestview Country Club for their great support of the show. Listen, a lot of the Hawaiians you can find in the pro shop at Crestview Country Club. They have a wide variety of gear for you, and I have picked up a couple over the years here. One of the many reasons it's a great place to be. So just check it out. Next time you go in, maybe give them a call, ask them, take a tour. Check out that pro shop. They got some nice stuff in there. A lot of the times, it's on a good discount. A guy like me, I mean, that's a big deal.
I mean, hey, you combine Hawaiian shirts and discounts, that's like your cup of tea. Like we're speaking your language right there.
My cup of tea.
Yeah.
another toss that one in there. Yeah. No, I love the stuff they've got there.
They ought to make that like their Crestview slogan, like Crestview Country Club, the place for Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah. You never know. We appreciate their support. Give them a call. Tell them we sent you. Ask them about all the different kinds of memberships. Jad Chambers sent me a message. He said, I almost spit out my prayer fire coffee when I saw Tommy and the Hawaiian. And I'll tell you, I said, I'm working on Tommy making this a company-wide initiative on Wednesdays for everybody to wear Hawaiian. Jad said even he would wear a Hawaiian.
No way.
If you can come up with some like Odyssey-branded Hawaiian shirt, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's a
so
good
you
point.
Say, all right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Everybody's going to wear Odyssey-themed Hawaiian shirts on Wednesdays. You go up the ladder now in your new position and say, here's, I need some budget money.
That's a little culty, right? Like to make everybody on the same day wear the same shirt.
Yeah. You could do different colors. You know, like
how many shirts am I buying everybody? Am I buying everybody multiple shirts?
It's the same number of shirts. You just have a choice in which one you pick so that everybody isn't matching. You only get to choose one, but there are two or three options on which one that you have to choose.
That may be something I may have to, when we're putting together our 2026 budget, I may have
it's
to
October,
include right. a line item in there for, you know, I don't think I could put Hawaiian shirts on the budget. Yeah, that's probably going to get shot down pretty quick. I'd have to find another way to phrase it.
What is the most HR term? Uniforms.
Team building
uniforms. Yeah. October's budget month, right? Isn't it about budget
season?
You get to fall right into that fiery hell in your new position right out of the gates there. So, yeah, just slide it in there. If we get Jad Chambers walking around in a Hawaiian shirt once a week, the movement has won. Like, yeah. We have won at that point.
We got to give him, we haven't even done this. We got to give him a shout out too on this show because, you know, not only, you know, for people that have listened to this show for years, he was the longtime producer of this program. He produces Steve and Ted in the morning over on KNSS, has been doing it for years and years. He's our new engineer as well. So just like around the entire Odyssey network. So he's fixing things and he's going out to our towers all around the Wichita Metro and taking care of things and maintaining it. He's been busy, but it's been great. He's fantastic.
Chasing bats out of transmitter closets, like all the glorious things. No, big shout out to Jad. That is a big win in his career. Nobody deserves and has earned that more than our guy, Jad Chambers. But yeah, welcome in everybody. It is a Wednesday. We're gonna have Shreya Slada in the next hour. We'll get ready for KU in the Big 12. Kind of two baseball topics. We'll see if we can get them both in. I'm this Cal Raleigh, especially on a night after he hit, or a morning after he hits two home runs versus Aaron Judge, is interesting. But I want to talk a little bit more about what Jalen Thompson asked us yesterday, because a 12-5 defeat in a critical stretch of games where they kind of have to win them all right out of the gates leaves a bad taste, and they go back under 500. They're going to finish somewhere around 500. What's really remarkable to me, I don't remember what it was. I think the Vegas win total for them this year was 79 wins, right? So if you took that Royals future, you are sweating right now. I looked at it and I was like, that's too low, man. Look at their pitching. They look at what they brought back. And yet here we are, right? Here's where they stand. I think it's multi-layered to say, has this season been a success? Wins and losses wise, I would tell you absolutely not. It has not been. And there is no scenario where it will be, unless they literally win their last 11 games. That would be the only scenario where that would probably still play through. That may not even be enough to get them into the playoffs, by the way. So I think in that sense, it's been disappointing. They went to the playoffs a year ago. To take a step back from that is disappointing. Organizationally, though, Tommy, I don't think that I believe it's been a disappointment. Like, big picture, not just this year, they were able to elevate Jack Caglione. Now they've been able to elevate Carter Jensen. They made a couple of trades that should help them in the long term, right? If Burgert sticks in the rotation, Kolek, if nothing else, will be a player they can use. And then Noah Cameron, of course, they'll get Reagan's back. Their starting rotation, they have like six starters going into next year, which means they'll probably make a trade in the offseason. Their lineup has two, you know, what you would imagine right now is two future Hall of Famers in it, in Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Vinny Pasquantino is a good player. Mikel Garcia was a revelation this year. Like, there are holistically a lot of reasons, I think, to be optimistic if you're a Royals fan. Outside of the fact that they did not win enough games as they should have this year, can you even like compare what it's like right now going into this offseason versus what it was 2-3 years ago? Going into an offseason, coming off of a 50-win season and all of those things?
Yeah, I'm absolutely not going to say that it was a disappointment of a season. I mean, I know that after the playoff run a year ago, you absolutely want to follow that up with another playoff appearance and go deeper and build on the success from a year ago. And I know that at first glance, it looks like a step back. And I totally respect that. I totally recognize that. But at the same time, to your point, organizationally, there are so many different things that you can look at that, you know, I think are major, major benefits to the future of this franchise. And one of them, and I'm not saying you did this on purpose, but one of them you kind of glossed over a little bit, and that's Noah Cameron. I mean, at the beginning of the year, the two aces that were penciled in to be the top of the rotation guys were Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo. Those were the two guys. Really, the best pitchers the entire season have been Noah Cameron and Chris Bubich. And obviously, Bubich was on, you know, has been on the IR, you know, the IL. He's done for the year, all of that. But before he got hurt, he was phenomenal. And nobody expected him that he was going to do anything this season in the rotation. There were question marks about whether or not he would actually be able to be a viable starter coming back from Tommy John and pitching in the bullpen a year ago and all of that. He was great. And then Noah Cameron was like a emergency, like they needed somebody to start a game early in the season. And he was lights out, and then was lights out again and again and again and again. He's a rookie, and so, you know, towards the end of the year, that kind of leveled off a little bit, you know, for him. But the two guys that were best in the rotation were two guys that nobody counted on at the very beginning of the year. And so I think that that plays a lot into the future of this rotation. And then you mentioned the guys that they acquired. Ryan Burgert has been really good since they acquired him as well. I think in a lot of ways, and you know, pitching staff especially, I think the future is really bright.
Yeah, think about what the rotation would be next year in theory. It'd be Reagans, right? It'd be Lugo, it'd be Waka, it would be Cameron. I don't know what's going on with Bubic, but you'd assume it's Bubic, should be back. So there's five. And then they have some of these other options. They've got Burgett, who I think would slot in there as six. Kolick, we know, can start at seven options. Right, they have all of these options.
Is Lorenzen a free agent after this year?
I believe so.
It was only a 1-year deal they brought him back for, right? I can't remember.
Yeah,
if it was
a 1-year deal. Let's double check that. Some of them will continue to help them in the bullpen, right? And some of them, yeah, he signed a 1-year deal this year. So some of them will help him in the bullpen. Some will probably get traded. I would imagine they'll make a pretty significant trade as they have the last couple of off seasons to go in and, you know, do something in the outfield with some of this pitching. Depending on which guy they decided to move, if they get a clean bill of health and Bubic looks great and he doesn't have any control beyond next year, that's a part of a pretty big trade, right? Or they use him. So I think when you look at that, when you look at the fact that you have about six guys that are, you know, locks to be in the starting lineup, there's not a lot of, you know, they're in pretty good position. It's too bad they didn't win enough games this year. They had a lot of pitching injuries working against them, and they had one of the weirdest offenses I've ever seen working against them. That is a concern, though, because that goes back to last year toward the end of the year, too. Like, I like these players individually, but they have to figure out a way to get more consistency out of the offense, which they could do through a trade. Middle of the lineup outfield bat that is a flat run producer. Like, how do you find Vinny Pasquantino for the outfield?
And right? Keep in mind, they tried to do that before the start of the season. Like, weren't sure they were in on, I think they were in on a Rosarena. Yeah. Like there were a couple of guys that they were really trying to get to be a middle of the lineup outfield bat, and they weren't able to acquire anybody. That's gotta be at the top of the priority list this offseason.
For sure. And it can't be some combination of utility players again this year. I'm good with Isbell in center. I'm good with Pasquantino in right. It's
Caglione.
Literally a left
hand. Caglione in right.
Mixing up my Italian guys.
Yeah.
I need a left fielder that can produce runs flat. That's it. Like, again, I say the Vinny Pasquantino of the outfield because Pasquantino does that thing and better than anything else.
It's probably not going to be this guy specifically, but I do think, and I'm higher on him, I think, overall than you are. But think of how the offense turned around for a while, at least, when they traded for Yastrzemski. And Yastrzemski came in and started playing left field. He probably will not re-sign with the Royals, and I'm not sure that he's the guy that the Royals should target for a long-term deal. I think there might be better options on the open market during the offseason for them to go and pursue. But when they acquired him, and I know they also got Randall Grichuk, and he had a couple of nice moments, and Adam Frazier, all of that. But really it was Yastrzemski who solidified himself, I think, in the left field as he was more of a leadoff guy, but offensively he was able to get the job done. And that lineup did start to turn around, at least for a while. Once they acquired him, they need to have somebody consistently from the beginning of the season be able to fill that kind of role.
They can go find somebody. They have the pitching to trade. Yastrzemski would feel like a Band-Aid to me. And it's not anything against the player. Like, I'd like to see him return to the team, but you need that position as solidified as these other spots in the lineup. They tried it last year with Melendez and Renfro. Didn't work, right? They've tried it this year with about 12 different guys. Hasn't worked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go make it a, this is our left fielder now. Like, go make that kind of move. But all in all, disappointing number of wins, not a disappointing season because they added to the team over the course of it. We'll see if they can win 11 straight and hope for a chance into the postseason. They play right here tonight on KFH. Second hour, Shreyas Lada coming up. We'll get into the Cal Raleigh versus Aaron Judge debate. Speaking of baseball, it's all coming in another hour of Sports Daily. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.